Several other of the menfolks had now entered the room, so that it was closely crowded.
"Invisible, eh?" said Huxter, ignoring the stranger's abuse. "Whoever heard the likes of that?"
"It's strange, perhaps, but it's not a crime. Why am I assaulted by a policeman in this fashion?"
"Ah, that's a different matter," said Jaffers. "No doubt you are a bit difficult to see in this light, but I got a warrant, and it's all correct. What I'm after ain't no invisibility, it's burglary. There's a house been broke into and money took."
"Well?"
"And circumstances certainly point—"
"Stuff and nonsense," said the invisible man.
"I hope so, sir, but I've got my instructions."
"Well," said the stranger, I'll come, but no handcuffs."
"It's the regular thing," said Jaffers.
"No handcuffs," stipulated the stranger.
"Pardon me," said Jaffers.
Abruptly, the figure sat down, and before anyone could realize what was being done, the slippers, socks, and trousers had been kicked off under the table. Then he sprang up again and flung off his coat.
Here, stop that,"
said Jaffers, suddenly realizing what was happening. He gripped at the waistcoat. It struggled, and the shirt slipped out of it and left it limply and empty in his hand.
"Hold him," said Jaffers loudly, "once he gets the things off."
"Hold him," cried everyone,
and there was a rush at the fluttering white shirt, which was now all that was visible of the stranger. The shirt sleeve planted a shrewd blow in Hall's face that stopped his open-armed advance and sent him backward into old Toothsome the sexton, and in another moment the garment was lifted up and became convulsed and vacantly flapping about the arms, even as a shirt that is being thrust over a man's head. Jaffers clutched at it, and only helped to pull it off. He was struck in the mouth out of the air, and incontinently threw his truncheon and smote Teddy Henfrey savagely upon the crown of his head.
"Look out!" said everybody.